during this program, whether it is on a holiday or a regular day, is having people around who are so stimulating. Uri Geller is one of those people, and he will join us in a few minutes here on the Good Day program. He doesn't necessarily celebrate Thanksgiving because there isn't a Thanksgiving per se where he lives in England, and I don't believe his native Israel has a celebration of Thanksgiving either. But I know he's got lots to be thoughtful and thankful for, and I think that is the key, being thoughtful about for which you are thankful. If you just say the ordinary things like I'm thankful for my friends and I'm thankful for my family and I'm thankful for the food and I'm thankful for my life, okay, that's swell. And it's good to acknowledge that. It's something you ought to, I think, ought to acknowledge every day of your life, frankly. Start your day and end your day with the things and or people, items that you are most thankful for. Not something just to be done on Thanksgiving. But then there are other, you know, there's the personal side of this. There's nobody listening right now, nobody is a part of our group who hasn't got a very personal story to tell about Thanksgiving. Something that's happened, something that you brought yourself around to thinking in a special way. Thanksgiving does that, I think, more than Christmas. If there's a holiday that does it, it's Christmas. But Christmas is not universal because not everybody celebrates Christmas. But Thanksgiving in our country is universal, and therefore it gives us all the opportunity, no matter what our stars and stripes are, if we have a brain and you've got an ounce of consciousness in your system, then you have a reason to think thanks and to go through it. And then, as I say, you make it a habit. Every day there's something you can say. I know I have started doing that. Every morning I get up. And because I am, one of the things I'm thankful for is I see the sunrise and sunset every day of my life. How many people can say that? Every single day of my life, I see the sunrise and the sunset. Most of it is from my studio on the farm. Sometimes it's from some location where I'm traveling to, like I'll be traveling a lot over the next 10 days and have different stories to tell you. Hopefully not stuck in a snowstorm someplace. It's just the things that you value most, the people, the experiences, the things that you may have gone through this past year, people that may be gone that were here last year. That's always a part of Thanksgiving. But just, you know, be thankful and be conscious, thinking really about that which you are thankful for. Having said that, the craziness in the world is something I'm thankful for, because we wouldn't have great stories like this.
Gives us something to pass along.
This student, this girl in Florida, who actually could be expelled from school because her hair is too big. His story is at DougStefan.com.
Obviously had nothing to do with the 80s.
No, it's not. But you know what? She looks like she might be something out of the 80s. Richie, have you gone into this story?
This is in Texas?
No. This is in Florida. This is down in Florida.
Yeah. Same thing. Like, they have big hair down there.
You know what they say? The bigger the hair, the closer to God.
This isn't like Texas big hair blonde thing. This is an African American girl, and I guess it's an afro, but it kind of looks like she brushes it back a little bit. But it's a good 8-10 inches high, and her name's Vanessa Van Dyke, and she was told that she has a week to decide whether to cut her natural hair or to leave the Faith Christian Academy in Orlando,
Florida. This is not a public school. This is a private school.
Correct. Yeah. She says, I'm unique.
I know, exactly. Oy.
And it's puffy, and I like it that way, and I know people tease
me about it.
And
there's nothing wrong with it.
Because it's not straight, and I don't fit in.
Nothing wrong with her hair. It's not crazy. Yeah. I mean, we've seen the way some of these girls put the pink and the blue and the yellow and the green in their hair.
I mean, my daughter has blue hair.
I understand that, Roberta. That's why I said what I just said.
She's a great kid.
Yep, that's the point I'm making. There's nothing. What has your hair got to do with the quality of who you are?
It's a distraction.
Ah.
Quote.
Ah.
A
Everybody's
got
to be the same.
Then you know what? Go to a different school. Yeah. They have rules.
Yeah.
That's a private school.
Yeah. And we're just saying it is a private school. They do have rules. But they can't even explain what the rule. That's the thing. They don't have a particular rule against it. They just don't like it.
I think that what they don't like is the fact that she's being teased and they're trying to get rid of the dilemma of her being teased.
Right.
And the only way they can do that is not handle the people that are teasing her, but have her cut her hair.
It's her fault that she's being teased.
Right. There you go. All right, so it's food for thought anyway.
The end of this article. No official word on how God feels about the Christian school threatening to kick Van Dyke out over her hair. But sources do confirm that God did indeed give Van Dyke curly hair in the first place.
What would Jesus do?
And sources further state that Jesus himself wasn't much of a fan of haircuts.
All right. All right.
That's funny.
Uri Geller up next here on Good Day.
Sears Auto Center presents the Denskys.
Why don't we just call a tow truck?
I haven't hit this part yet.
Okay, start her up.
Look, a teddy bear.
Unlock the door. Unlock the door.
Don't let bad car care leave you stranded. Head to Sears Auto Center for expert service. Black Friday deals start 8 p.m. Thursday, where members get $200 in savings and value on eligible tires. Plus, save $100 on a service purchase of $400 or more. Sears, where better happens. Tire offer ends 1 p.m. 11:29. Service offer ends 11:30. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, neighbor, do you have any tools for hanging decorations?
Oh, I can do better than tools. I can do half off almost anything $30 or less this Saturday.
Half off?
Yeah.
Wait, so $30 would be $15, $20?
Yep, you got it.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by Saturday, November 30th only and get 50% off one regular priced item under $30 with coupon. Visit acehardware.com to print the coupon. Limit one per household. Must present coupon to redeem offer. See coupon for restrictions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Remember that thing you spent hours waiting in line for last Black Friday? That thing that's probably still in the box? That thing that in no way rocked your world? Well, not this year. Get down to Guitar Center this Black Friday for insane deals on the most awesome music gear known to man. Like a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit for just $199. Or 12 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $25. Get these and many more deals this weekend only at Guitar Center's Black Friday sale. Doors open at 6 a.m.
Happy Honda Days are here. That means you could unwrap a great deal on a 2014 Accord. Not only is it from KBB.com's Best Value brand, but it's packed with standard features like hands-free calling. Think that sounds good? Feast your ears on this holiday power ballad from Michael Bolton. Special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Cali Group, visit KBB.com for more information.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, don't miss Barnes & Noble's biggest Black Friday sale ever. This Friday, get the best prices on our best-selling Nook e-readers and tablets. Take home Nook Simple Touch for just $39. And get the brilliant Nook HD tablet for as little as $79. You save $50. Hurry in this Friday to your local Barnes & Noble for the best gifts for everyone on your list, while supplies last.
The Dex Stephan Good Day program, as I said, one of the things that I am most thankful for is some of the enduring friendships that I've had. And we all have these friendships, relationships with people that you meet sort of by chance. How many of you, all of you, I think, Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, you can all go. And by
Absolutely.
The way, it's nice. This is the first time in quite a while we've had everybody together. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful, actually, Richie's gone through his treatment for his cancer. And the cancer's knocked out. He's got a few more treatments.
One more.
And he'll be back with us whole and hearty as of the first of the year, if not before. So that's good. But every once in a while, he finds his way in, and he thinks Thanksgiving is a good place for him to be. And I'm with you on that, pal. Thank you for being here. Speaking of pals, where's my pal, Uri Geller, who's another person for whom I am.
He's driving through the middle of a very busy London, it sounds like.
Really? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. So... As this is the Thanksgiving program, thinking about what you don't, England doesn't have Thanksgiving, Israel doesn't have Thanksgiving, but you certainly have spent plenty of time in America as an entertainer and as somebody who has gotten into the lives of lots and lots of people. Uri the mystic, Uri the entertainer, Uri the promoter, Uri the father, Uri the husband. What are you most thankful for?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of Oxford Street, and I didn't hear the last words. What do I want?
What are you most thankful for? I was going through a number of things that are part of your life, and I wondered what you were most thankful for.
Yeah, what I'm most thankful for, Doug, is my amazing family and friends that have been around me, my goodness, since I was born. People like you, people like my, you know, close family, my children. And that's first and foremost. And now I have all the millions of fans around the world. I mean, right now, Doug, you didn't know this, because I'm on your show, and I'm not saying this to boast, but there are people in Germany listening to me. There's a guy who religiously listens every Wednesday. Andre, his name is Andre Lau. He's now listening. There are people in Stuttgart listening. There are people in Tokyo are waking up to hear this show. These are devoted fans, friends, and I'm grateful for them. But obviously, because, as you said, I'm a father, you know, my children are the most important thing in my life, and my wife, and my brother-in-law, and so on. And I'm sure everyone would answer the same way.
You know, one of the things that's important here, though, Uri, is a lot of people who are in your position, who become famous, who become rich, have a talent, they don't remember their fan base. One of the things that I like about you is that you are genuine. I think that's the reason you and I are friends, because I'm not really too keen on people who aren't themselves. And you have been able to sort of master the ability to be a showman, but not to forget who you are and what your roots are. And I think that that's an important thing. You don't let it overcome you, which is what a lot of celebrities do, frankly. They aren't thankful for their fan base. And by the way, some fans abuse the privilege. We know that. I'm sure there have been people who have gotten too close to you over the years, as is the problem here in America a lot with the photographers chasing people around. But the other side of it is that were it not for, A, you having talent, and B, people recognizing it, you wouldn't have fans to be thankful for. I think that's the bottom line.
Dougie, you know, Dougie, I swear to you, just now, as you said it, I'm getting to a pathway here. I'm in the lobby of a building, and I'm looking outside, and two beautiful girls pass by, and they kind of smile at me. Now, I don't know why, because not because I think they recognize it, because I'm holding, you know, I have a special telephone, a receiver, that you kind of attach to your BlackBerry. So I'm holding the BlackBerry in my hand, and then I have an old telephone to my ear, but it happens to be gold. So the people that are passing by, they might think that I'm a son of a sheik, or I'm a sheik myself.
A sheik, Uri.
But what you said about the fans, I do get between 200 and 300 emails a day, and I try to answer them all. Last night I was on the BBC, on BBC Radio here in London, reviewing some of the papers, and people called me up, asked for my website address. They find my email address on my website, and they email me. And I think that because they respect me and because they are my fans, I've got to respect them back, Doug. So do you. I know some singers, and I won't mention their names, who became mega rich, selling 100 million records and CDs, and they kind of turn negative and sour.
Yeah, right.
With all their money and all their fame, they don't even look at their fans.
Can't handle it.
I want to be a world-famous singer, and he hardly shook my hand.
Yep. Secret of the book that's out now, The Secret Life of Uri Geller, CIA Master Spy, something you might want to check out, and check out Uri's website, urigeller.com.
You're not gonna love me like you did, but you did, but you did, and I thank you.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only
$97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thanksgiving from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our video of the day is in honor of Thanksgiving. We invite you to check out the infamous turkey drop episode of WKRP. Ken Kessler has done, the magic of technology. Richie would be pretty good at this. This was a 30-minute show, and we've edited it down to 30 seconds. So I'm going to present the audio now. Would you check out the video? Video of the day, WKRP, the turkey drop. I've heard this and seen this, but it's always
worth it. Classic.
Yeah, it's classic. It's absolutely worth classic. A repeat. So here's the audio from our video of the day at DougSteffen.com.
Cincinnati, WKRP.
What exactly did you have in mind, Mr. Carlson?
What do you suppose he's up to?
And I think I hear something now. Something just came out of the box. Perhaps a skydiver. No parachutes yet.
Oh, my God, there's turkeys!
Turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Matt.
I thought it would work. It's pretty strange after that. I really don't know how to describe it. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
That's one of the classic television lines of all time.
As God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly. I've actually seen turkeys fly. They don't fly much.
They don't fly high either. They very don't fly out of helicopters.
No. That was the turkey drop.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Silly stuff. Okay, so Jennifer, Sandra Bullock is in the news this week because of her interview. She's on the cover of Entertainment Weekly, the list of entertainers of the year. She says that she doesn't mind being single. Quote, if a relationship could come along, great, but I feel like I'm not missing anything yet.
Yeah, maybe well, she's got day. A baby.
Well, yeah, she's got a three-year-old baby.
Yeah, little
son. And that's pretty amazing age, isn't it, when you get right down to it?
Yeah, and she got burned by Jesse James. That's a good one. I want to see her get together with George Clooney someday when George gives up the dream of having a 20-year-old. They'll get together.
He's a dirtbag. He tries to play like he's the nice guy, but he basically is a dirtbag. She's the nice girl. She's America's sweetheart, and he's a dirtbag.
He's a dirtbag.
Yeah. She's so sweet. I mean, do you know how she got the baby that she has?
She adopted it.
It was a friend of hers, baby, and the friend died of leukemia.
Really? Truly?
And she adopted the baby.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's very so cool, smart. Richie, that you knew that.
She's just very sweet.
All right, let's see if you knew this. From the headline division, the buried headlines at DougSteffen.com, top secret document reveals NSA spied on the pornography habits of people in the Middle East. The whistleblower, Mr. Snowden, identifies the targets as Muslims. In other words, the things that the NSA was doing with your tax dollars was trying to figure out what pornography Muslims like most.
Ew.
And it was... Well,
camels?
Oh, no.
Among the vulnerabilities listed by the NSA that can be effectively exploited, viewing this material, in other words, they were planning on using the material, if they ever needed to, against certain Muslims. The Muslim Brotherhood, as you know, is something that is, I guess I've read, I don't know it for a fact, I've never heard President Obama extol the value and virtue, but I've seen it in print any number of times that the president favors the Muslim Brotherhood, so some think anyway. And apparently the director of the National Security Agency, when this was... when the information came out earlier this week, I got a call from the White House suggesting that they ought to be curtailing this, along with lots of other activities, which they have refused to curtail. You know that there's all kinds of orders against them saying you can't do this, you can't do that, you got to stop this. They're ignoring them all. And when you look at how deeply they go into, they're looking at the pornography preferences of Muslim leaders.
That's what
the NSA is doing. Yeah, that's great. 28 after on Good Day.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance supervise on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Hey, neighbor, do you have any tools for hanging decorations?
Oh, I can do better than tools. I can do half off almost anything $30 or less this Saturday.
Half off?
Yeah.
Wait, so $30 would be $15? $20?
Yep, you got it.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by Saturday, November 30th only and get 50% off one regular priced item under $30 with coupon. Visit acehardware.com to print the coupon. Limit one per household. Must present coupon to redeem offer. See coupon for restrictions.
Ace is the place with the help.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Take a walk.
Let's walk down the aisle of reality. Thanksgiving is upon us, and because of that, we sort of, there are a number of hallmarks this program has. In other words, it's known for. Remember, Richie, when we went through, Rich McFadden is here with me, when we went through that exercise with one of our consultants, the Doug Steffen Good Day program is famous for, and then we all, as part of the exercise, we're sitting in my house in California. Yes. We had a big mural, remember?
Mm-hmm.
The Doug Steffen
whiteboard.
Yep. We're famous for, and we all filled in the blank. And one of the things this program is famous for is taking the most important stories of the day, the intriguing stories of the day, and trying to synthesize them for you. And we have any number of ways of doing that. One of the things that we do uniquely, as I am connected to, because I host the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly review of the hot hits from the world of news talk radio and television and the new media, I have access to a lot of audio from various radio programs that we monitor in order to put all that together. So it's sort of a special presentation of things that are happening and people focusing their thoughts on certain things as we end the week and as we look at the Thanksgiving Day as being a chance to yak a little about what's going on. But when you get to the table, stop the politics. Don't talk about current events. This is just to sort of help you wind your way to that so you have some information so that you won't feel compelled to ask somebody at the table, hey, what's the latest on Obamacare? Anyway, here's one of the hosts on one of the programs we monitored named Tony Cruz talking to CBS financial analyst Jill Schlesinger about why Ms. Schlesinger says it's a good thing for stores to be open on Thanksgiving because big sales are necessary for them to make their year-end numbers.
What happens to our retail market, specifically the jobs that are created by that, if everybody just goes online?
Well, you're going to have to get a lot more fulfillment people, I guess, in warehouses. You know, it's true. But you know what? The bottom line is there are so many people who still physically go into the stores. You know,
it's like the
idea that everyone says, oh, nobody watches network news anymore, except that there's a lot of people who do. And there's a lot of people who go into these stores. And as much as everybody complains, I've heard so many people say, it is outrageous that these retailers are opening on Thanksgiving Day. Well, I presume that they are opening because there's a whole bunch of people who are showing up, you know? And so we may complain about it. It's like we all complain about negative political ads, but we respond to them. So there's a lot. If you get bored by your family on Thanksgiving, you can go out at 6 o'clock and you can go to Best Buy or Walmart. Mm-hmm. And if you're a little bit more patient or you've done watching your football, you can go out at 8 o'clock to a whole bunch of other stores. And if you are really bored, you can go even earlier, just like pop upstairs and go onto your computer and go to Amazon.
Who knew that Thanksgiving would wind up being the next 4th of July, you know, buy a TV screen or go buy a mattress sale?
It is true. It's a little bit interesting, though, to consider this. There are six fewer shopping days between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year.
That's a good point.
That's so cool because that means retailers are coming out with bargains, real bargains, earlier than usual. This could be a bonanza for consumers. And then, again, this presumes that you have some money that is set aside, that you're not going to go into hock to pay for the holiday season, that there is some sense here that people are really going to get some awesome deals and they're going to go out there and take advantage of them.
All right, so what's the word to the wise that's sufficient? If you feel like going out after you've had, maybe it's actually a good idea because you walk off some of the turkey and the fixings, all the meal, or you maybe need to take a nap first, and then you go out and enjoy all the savings. But it'll be, for the next 4 or 5 days, a Lollapalooza time at the cash register, no matter what kind of a business you have. And I guess that's a good thing. Also, traveling on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, the day before, the day of, the day after. I have to be traveling on the day of. One of the things that comes into focus when we have travelers who are not seasoned, Richie, the people who go through the lines and slow it up for everybody because they bring all of this stuff that they can't bring. Water bottles, big tubes of toothpaste. They have things in their bag that they're supposed to check.
Oh, I forgot I had that.
Oh, exactly, right, exactly. Okay, so wrapped around that is an idea that surfaced this week, which we will explore now here for a moment by listening to Talko's John Williams on his program, who this week had a conversation with Chris Edwards, who is one of the mainstays of the Cato Institute. The Cato Institute and other Washington think tanks are pushing the government to privatize the TSA. And here's the thinking again. If you've gone through the airport in the last 24 to 48 hours, or are going to, you will probably agree with this. If you've not had experience with the TSA before, I'm betting when you hear this, you're going to say, wow, this makes a lot of sense after what I just went through.
Did the TSA sort of explode after 9/11?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, just two months after 9/11, with very little analysis or study, Congress and President Bush signed into law nationalizing all airport screening in the United States. And one of the weird things about that was is that other countries, most European countries and Canada, use private screening. What they do is they it's left to the authority of airports. Airports can bid out contracts to these expert aviation security companies. Companies do a bad job, they're fired. They have to meet these high performance standards. And again, it's worked well in Europe and Canada. And the odd thing was, so United States, supposedly the more free enterprise country, went in the opposite direction. We nationalized airport screening, and I don't believe TSA has done a particularly good job over the last decade. It's been mismanaged. They spend money on things that don't work. They've got all kinds of sort of workforce problems.
Well, how would I know the difference? Yeah. What would be different if the TSA were privatized? Tell me what that would do to the cost of a plane ticket. Tell me what that would do to my getting through the line.
Okay, so I'll give you some examples. The Government Accountability Office came out last week with a report saying that this program that the TSA runs that costs $200 million a year, where they try to spot suspicious-looking people in airports, the government auditor said it doesn't work. The TSA has been wasting money on this. The TSA has dug in its heels, and Congress, it doesn't look like it's going to cut it. So the problem here is we're spending money on things that don't work rather than spending money on having more screening lines, which would speed things up for passengers. And in my new study at Cato, I go through other examples. Or TSA, they are not putting their investment where it could really maximally serve the passengers, and that's one of the reasons why we have so much congestion. So we do have in the TSA legislation a decade ago, it did allow some U.S. airports, and there are now 16 of them that allow private screening. San Francisco's SFO airport is the biggest. It has private screening. There have been these head-to-head comparisons between private screening airports and all the other TSA airports. The private screeners either do better or equal or better in terms of the quality of their security.
All right. So there's some food for thought. And speaking of Thanksgiving and food for thought, as if you haven't had enough, we're going to give you the turkey story of the week, the month, and the year coming right up here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best cold season tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Hey there, I'm Danielle Knox with some really cool holiday gift ideas to make your season bright. Let's start with supporting our troops. Sierra's knows this all too well, especially for the holidays. They have their Sears Heroes at Home dog Christmas ornament. A dollar from every sale goes to Rebuilding Together through Sears Heroes at Home. It's a nonprofit organization that provides repairs to the homes of veterans. Let's move on to the real dogs. PetSmart has that covered all too well. Your dogs, your cats, and even your guinea pigs. A cozy Disney fleece. It's called Dot Hood. Soft, it's warm. It's $24.99. These blue, crunchy Santa snacks are great as stocking stuffers for your dog. And then Martha Stewart has great accessories. Brett Michaels has some really great toys. Holiday DJ. You can plug Holiday DJ into any pre-lit tree or indoor-outdoor light set. Bluetooth-enabled device, synchronize your playlist with the lights and the music. The color switch LED lights. You can change the lights from clear to multicolored with just the press of a button. It's a really cool way to set the mood in your home for your own holiday party.
This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car window just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson Cologne for Men.
Remember that thing you spent hours waiting in line for last Black Friday? That thing that's probably still in the box? That thing that in no way rocked your world? Well, not this year. Get down to Guitar Center this Black Friday for insane deals on the most awesome music gear known to man. Like a soprano ukulele for just $25. And a kick-ass Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Get these and many more deals this weekend only at Guitar Center's Black Friday sale. Doors open at 6 a.m.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance superbuys on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, so the turkey of the year, as far as I'm concerned, and most other people as well, is Obamacare. And all of the conversation about it, the fact that the website doesn't work, you can go through any number of things. Objective people on both sides, or all sides, say the thing has been an embarrassment and unnecessary. All kinds of things are wrapped around it. So I thought I heard this. Ken Kessler found this excerpt from a program hosted by Joe Formicola and Larry Lytle. They are talking here to attorney Don Silver about a book Silver has written called The Best Obamacare Guide, which plainly explains what you need to know about how to make Obamacare work for you. So I thought this was a good middle-of-the-road approach to what many people, as I say, think is the big turkey story of the year.
Okay, so you had nothing better to do when you read the whole Affordable Care Act on?
Gosh, yeah, it helps, but I don't sleep too much. But it really started out where I had some questions for myself and my family and couldn't find the answers. And because I do have a background dealing with regulations and law, I decided, okay, I'll research it myself, answer those questions. Then I had some more, and then I realized there really wasn't a book out there like mine, which is in a question-and-answer format, that takes people from A to Z, really, through Obamacare. And I've gone through the 15,000 pages of regulations, and they keep on coming, by the way, as well as the law, and to make sense of it all for people.
Well, it doesn't make sense. Okay, there's so many questions here. Let me try to find a way to start. Is this a good or bad deal, the plan?
Well, the law is overwhelming. The fact that you have 15,000 pages of regulations, and you can have a single topic that sounds pretty simple. You know, you get married in your lifetime. Well, this can have a big effect under Obamacare. You may get subsidies, lose subsidies from getting married or divorced. And then you have special calculations during the year. If you do get a subsidy, how much of a subsidy do you deserve because you were married part of the year and unmarried the other part of the year? So it's really invasive in so many areas of our life, and not all of it's coming out to this point.
I appreciate the fact you've gone through all 15,000 pages of this. I guess the biggest question I have is we're creating a bureaucracy here that probably is going to overwhelm the likes of the Internal Revenue Service and our tax system after a while. Of course, we all need accountants. Are we all going to need a specialist in medical law to help us navigate through this stuff?
We are going to need help. And by the way, the navigators that are provided for under the Obamacare are only required to have up to 20 hours of online training. Originally, it was going to be 30. Some states have required more, 90 hours in Maryland. But there's a lot to it. And it's like dealing with a tax minefield. You have to know where the dangers are and how to avoid them. So people are going to have to become more savvy about how Obamacare works, yes.
All right, there it is. We're working together to make this a better Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance supervised on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, neighbor, do you have holiday lights? I'm going big and bright this year.
Of course. In fact, stop by this weekend. We have a great deal. Get 300-count lights for less than 3 cents a twinkle.
300?
Yeah.
I'm going to need a bigger house.
No, just more Staples.
You have Staples?
Yes.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by at participating stores Friday, November 29th through Sunday, December 1st for the After Thanksgiving event. Get 300-count mini or icicle lights for just $7.99 while supplies last.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, don't miss Barnes & Noble's biggest Black Friday sale ever. This Friday, get the best prices on our best-selling Nook e-readers and tablets. Take home Nook Simple Touch for just $39. And get the brilliant Nook HD tablet for as little as $79. You save $50. Hurry in this Friday to your local Barnes & Noble for the best gifts for everyone on your list, while supplies last.
Remember that thing you spent hours waiting in line for last Black Friday? That thing that's probably still in the box? That thing that in no way rocked your world? Well, not this year. Get down to Guitar Center this Black Friday for insane deals on the most awesome music gear known to man. Like a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit for just $199. Or 12 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $25. Get these and many more deals this weekend only at Guitar Center's Black Friday sale. Doors open at 6 a.m.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded is Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On the move. It's the busiest of travel days with millions trying to move around and through a massive storm. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. It's among the most annoying of expressions during any busy travel period.
You need to pack some patience.
But it's especially true today. On this day before Thanksgiving, we have a storm system stretching from South Florida to the Mid-Atlantic and New England. Heavy rain on West Virginia, Virginia, and the Carolinas, among other places right now. Major airports, including the big hubs in Charlotte, North Carolina, Philadelphia, and Newark Liberty International in New Jersey, have already absorbed lengthy ground stops due to high winds. It's a mess on the roads up and down the eastern portion of the country as well. And we're not just talking about rain and wind here. There's snow in the picture, too.
Some places in western New York will see a foot of snowfall from the system. We expect heavy rain to continue to affect the Boston area and New York area during the morning. These regions could see 2 to 3 inches of rain.
That's meteorologist Rob Carolyn, who mentioned the Boston area. Travelers at Logan International Airport in Boston were scrambling to get out of town ahead of the holiday rush and the approaching storm late yesterday.
I think we're getting out just in time.
Well, good for you. There are many travelers in other areas who weren't as lucky as the delays and cancellations pile up. This woman in the Washington, D.C. area has a plan to avoid all of this.
I'm not leaving until Thursday morning, so no traffic then.
She has a good point. While today is the busiest travel day of the year, tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, is one of the lightest travel days of the year. Wherever you're going, however you're getting there, the best advice is to check ahead with your airline before leaving the house. If you're driving, try to delay your trip if possible if the weather turns nasty. And of course, pack some, well, you know, now here's something else that will matter to you.
And now, people scoring ridiculous doorbusters. Brought to you by Target.
Oh my gosh, this is epic.
That's a good deal.
Door busted, yeah, yeah.
Deals are my thing.
Stay big during Target's Black Friday sale. Get a Nook HD tablet for only $79. Beats Solo HD headphones for just $119. And a 50-inch Element TV for only $229. Plus, save 5% with your Target debit or credit red card. Doors open at 8 p.m. where permitted. Check local store for details. Some restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at Target.com/red card for details.
Score.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, don't miss Barnes & Noble's biggest Black Friday sale ever. This Friday, get the best prices on our best-selling Nook e-readers and tablets. Take home Nook Simple Touch for just $39. And get the brilliant Nook HD tablet for as little as $79. You save $50. Hurry in this Friday to your local Barnes & Noble for the best gifts for everyone on your list, while supplies last.
On Wall Street, small gains for the Dow and S&P yesterday. Each index up less than half a point. The Dow closing at 16,073. NASDAQ with a bigger gain of 23 points yesterday. A judge in Connecticut ordering the release of the 911 tapes from last year's deadly shooting rampage at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The state Supreme Court judge instructed officials to release the audio recordings by December 4th, which gives the state time to appeal the ruling. On President Obama's itinerary today, Turkey. In fact, two turkeys. Upholding a long-standing White House tradition, the president will pardon the two birds named Caramel and Popcorn, which will vie for the honor of being the star of the public ceremony, the other turkey to be the understudy. Both will then be sent off into retirement at a Virginia farm, which is a whole lot better than ending up on a dinner table. And finally, at sundown tonight, leading into tomorrow, we have a rather uncommon convergence. A selection from the Glee holiday album.
Oh, Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance to whore.
Yes, indeed, the Jewish celebration of Hanukkah begins tonight and continues for 8 days and nights. Day one coincides with Thanksgiving, which has led to a combination holiday many are calling Thanksgivukah. Rabbi Rick Jacobs with the group Reform Judaism in America says this double holiday is a very special thing.
We have an opportunity to give thanks for our blessings and our families. It is a beautiful synergy that these two holidays come together.
And as Rabbi Jacobs points out, Hanukkah and Thanksgiving haven't coincided like this since 1888. And looking ahead,
it will not happen again for thousands of years.
According to a number of mathematicians, it won't happen again for 77,798 years, turning those latkes in my kitchen into petrified fossils. So there you go. Two holidays in one. A happy Thanksgivukah to all who are celebrating both. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters. Bring it home.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, don't miss Barnes & Noble's biggest Black Friday sale ever. This Friday, get the best prices on our best-selling Nook e-readers and tablets. Take home Nook Simple Touch for just $39. And get the brilliant Nook HD tablet for as little as $79. You save $50. Hurry in this Friday to your local Barnes & Noble for the best gifts for everyone on your list, while supplies last.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.